I'm Jeremy Scott with Mission Network News. 70 Christians were found beheaded in a church in the Democratic Republic of Congo. Islamic State affiliates reportedly kidnapped these believers during two raids in a Christian village in mid-February. Then the terrorists took the kidnapped believers to a church where they slaughtered them. According to Open Doors, some families have not been able to bury their dead because of insecurity. Greg Kelly with Unknown Nation says,
there's over 100 different rebel groups that are active in eastern Congo, including radical Islamic State-based entities that are doing some of the most horrific acts against Christians primarily.
Pray for peace between people groups. Kelly says attacks like these can spark tribal tension, which can then escalate into ethnic war. Then, today marks the first day of Islamic fasting, Ramadan. Lana Silk from Transform Iran says,
there will be an increased amount of interest in Iranians and all Muslims for spiritual things, for truth, for discussion on subjects like how do we talk to God? How do we know he's heard us? What does a healthy prayer life look like?
Many approach these questions through the lens of Islam, but often find themselves unsatisfied. This presents an opportunity to explore these topics with them and share biblical teaching.
Muslims are very often seeking God in the most generic sense. And as they seek him, very often Jesus reveals himself to him.
Pray that many Muslims will have an encounter with Christ during the Ramadan. To learn more, visit missionnews.org. Find your place in the story. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for the links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Jeremy Scott.